Highland Formation Podcast. I am Lauren Cunningham, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths with me together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Join me in saying Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your homes and on your gates. Today, I will be reading from John 14, 15 through 21, out of the Voice translation. If you love me, obey the commands I have given you. I will ask the Father to send you another helper, the Spirit of Truth, who will remain constantly with you. The world does not recognize the Spirit of Truth because it does not know the Spirit and is unable to receive him. But you do know the Spirit because he lives in and with you, and he will dwell in you. I will never abandon you like orphans. I will return to be with you. In a little while, the world will not see me, but I will not vanish completely from your sight. Because I live, you also will live. At that time, you will know that I am the Father. You are in me, and I am in you. The one who loves me will do the things I have commanded. My Father loves everyone who loves me, and I will love you and reveal my heart, my will, and my nature to you. The Word of the Lord. I wonder what the disciples were thinking after they had heard that Jesus was going away, because in my mind, there's nothing better than having the person of Jesus in human flesh sitting in front of you, communing with you, having a meal with you. And I wonder if they were like, how can it be better if you send someone else to take your place? I feel like they may have been thinking that Jesus was replaceable, and he's really not. But I will say, in my own experience with the Holy Spirit, he is a really trustworthy friend, and he's a wonderful counselor. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. And may my hands serve others. May my feet always follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So, be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace and presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.